you could help me pick apart President Trump's address here to Farm Bureau members. I know you just heard him speak at the China trade signing last week in Washington, D.C., but what really stood out to you this time?
Well, you know, I think that we got to look at it as farmers and ranchers is some of the biggest wins that he's had. Yeah, these trade deals are going to be big, but it's going to take time for him to get to that big point. The big wins we've had is a reduction in regulation and the streamlining of the regulatory process in favor of private property rights, in favor of landowners, in favor of farmers and ranchers. And let's not forget, not just farmers and ranchers, but all small business owners are going to benefit, especially from the rollback of WOTUS. You know, we've been advocating for a long, long time to get rid of that estate tax, to turn that over to the next your farm over to the next generation. Shouldn't cost that generation to have to mortgage the farm again and almost lose the farm continuously when that next generation takes over. That's just a ridiculous thought. Yeah, that was fixed in the tax package they did. And, you know, WOTUS would have controlled just about every acre of land in North Dakota if it would have stayed in place. And that's not an exaggeration. It would have almost controlled every acre of land and made it a navigable or a waters of the United States, which uses a navigable determination for a simple little puddle or the rain that ran off your rooftop. So, you know, those are big things. The other thing he did talk about that I'm pretty proud that he mentioned in this speech about trade is the wheat issue with Canada. That was huge. I mean, he knows that that's important to the northern border states and especially to North Dakota as, you know, hey, we're number one in wheat many, many years, you know. And so that's extremely important that we have that opportunity to send wheat to Canada. And he mentioned it today about the deal of wheat in the USMCA.